This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Canadian Senate approved legislation last week to amend a 141-year-old law that has prevented Indigenous women and their descendants from obtaining the same rights as Indigenous men. 17 journalists have been arrested while on the job in the United States in 2017, according to the U.S. Press Freedom Tracker. A poll of almost 10,000 found 78% did not believe they would receive a raise from a tax cut. 70% of self-described Republicans who said they strongly approve of Trump's performance said they did not think they would get a raise from the tax cut. Of the 1,400 claims filed under the NFL concussion settlement, only 140 have been approved, with the remaining 90% in process of evaluation or sent back. Even where approved, almost half the money has been not written because it's under appeal. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, Hillary Clinton's campaign raised 18% of its funds from donations less than $200. Obama raised 32% of his funds from such donors, and Senator Bernie Sanders raised 87%, according to his campaign. Many of the lawsuits filed to collect student debts lack the required paperwork and involve robo-signing. Courts in Arizona, California, Louisiana, Florida, New Jersey, New York, among others, have quashed hundreds of cases for these reasons. Fatal car crash occurs in the U.S. every 15 minutes. A World Health Noise Burden Working Group found that long-term exposure to traffic noise in cities may account for 3% of deaths from coronary heart disease in Europe each year, about 210,000 people annually. Blackout in Puerto Rico caused by Hurricane Maria is the largest blackout in U.S. history. In a survey of 500 American campuses, 45% of the schools reported drops in new international enrollment for the fall 2017 semester. Research has shown that the traditional model of paying doctors, known as fee-for-service, often results in unnecessary or inappropriate care. Workers who clean trains at Gare du Nord for one of France's largest cleaning companies, H. Renier, a subsidiary of ONET, as women won a sexual harassment case and a man won a whistleblower case. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.